It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Friday, May 8th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. North Dakota reported yesterday that 2,235 COVID-19 tests were completed. 49 came back positive. The positive rate is down from the last couple of days to 2.2%. The statewide total now stands at 1,371 positive cases. 601 of those have recovered, 35 are currently hospitalized, and there have been 31 deaths in North Dakota. From ValleyNewsLive.com, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association is advising livestock producers to keep a close eye on their herds. The advice comes after reports of butchered cattle in Dunn and McKenzie counties. It's offering a $14,000 reward for anyone with information leading to the arrest of a person stealing, butchering, or shooting livestock. A Minnesota-based company says it will close North Dakota's largest coal-fired power plant. Great River Energy says its Coal Creek station in west central North Dakota will be shuttered in the second half of 2022. The plant has operated for more than 40 years and employs 260 workers. Great River Energy will replace most of its energy with new wind farms in Minnesota. Great River CEO David Sagow says the decision was approved by the company's board Thursday morning, and it was driven by economics. Police say a man armed with a machete attempted to rob a Fargo smoke shop and punched an officer in the face in the process. The 20-year-old suspect pulled a machete out when an employee confronted him at Smoke for Less in Fargo. Police say the suspect fought with the employee and later punched an officer who responded to the scene. The man was arrested when the other officers arrived. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.